You're listening to the Texas Standard.
With a deadline to apply for FEMA assistance looming for Texans rebuilding after Hurricane Harvey, questions about getting federal and state help remain for lots of residents in areas hit hardest by Harvey. FEMA officials held an information session earlier this week for residents in the Victoria area, you know, just southeast of San Antonio, if you're thinking about the Texas map. These are folks that are still confused about or still waiting for disaster assistance from the federal agency. Joining us now is Marina Riker. She's a reporter for the Victoria Advocate and has been covering recovery efforts in that part of the state. Marina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about opportunities for individuals there in Victoria to actually meet face-to-face with FEMA officials. Have there been those?
So FEMA actually set up a center where they are actually offering residents to come and talk with them every day. And then they also held that Q&A in Victoria earlier this week.
Well, it sounds like if residents are working with FEMA, where's the problem?
I think the problem is that a lot of folks are getting these letters, which they are interpreting as denial letters. So, I mean, that could be that they didn't have proper documentation for ownership of their home. It might be that there was another home on the property. So I think there's a lot of paperwork that people are having to go through, which is really challenging. And then you add on top of that, that a lot of the times, or at least from what I've heard, the wait times to call someone on the phone can be a couple hours, and it can also take a while to actually meet with an official in person to sort through your application as well.
Well, give me an example of the sort of story that you've been hearing from folks in Victoria.
So I actually spoke with a woman, and I've met with her a couple times within the last month. She's actually 8 months pregnant. She ended up losing her trailer house to the storm in Bloomington, except for it was on a property with another unit. So she had challenges with her application. She said it ended up getting denied. She went through and tried to come up with some other paperwork, but for whatever reason, it hasn't worked out for her. So now she's left, just about to have her second daughter, and they have nowhere to live. Their home is infested with mold. I was actually in there, and it was just really difficult to breathe. So now she's actually couch surfing with her husband and their five-year-old daughter between their family's homes. And this is a story that you hear all too often.
I can remember that immediately after Harvey hit, a lot of folks were giving FEMA high marks for it, their responsiveness, coming, you know, issuing checks quickly. That was especially in the Houston area. Is there any reason to think that something different is happening here in Victoria? I mean, do we know that how many people have applied for assistance and how many people have actually received it?
So we don't know how many people have actually received it. We do know that over 19,000 residents in the Victoria area have filed applications with FEMA. So there's a fair chunk. We do also know that FEMA has conducted about 7,500 home inspections. So, I mean, they are here. I think that, and they are very active in the community. I think that it's just getting all the paperwork together and navigating this system is really difficult for people who don't have a home to go home to.
Marina, let me ask you one final question. I don't mean to be disrespectful in any way to the victims here, but how much of this concern that folks in Victoria have is tied to an expectation about how long it would take to get back on their feet, you know, as opposed to the reality of dealing with a disaster the likes of which Texas has never seen before?
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people, I just weren't expecting this. And then another issue is I think that there is a misconception that FEMA is supposed to come in and restore a home to its original condition. And at least at this point, that's just not what they're supposed to do. So I think that that's kind of the largest misconception that we hear out here.
Marina Riker is a reporter for the Victoria Advocate. They've been doing terrific reporting out there. We'll link to their latest at texasstandard.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.